Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
From a Netflix show filming in Ireland to a thatched pub hitting New York, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is here with some of the stories from around the country that you just might have missed this week. Shane, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You had a nice little midweek getaway for yourself.
I did, yes. I was in the Algarve in Portugal and I brought the sun in the suitcase with me. It's as warm here as it is in Portugal.
Really?
This morning now,
well,
had felt the same as Portugal.
It's given 23 degrees today and tomorrow to break on Sunday.
Okay, so this is where I'm nervous. So I have cushions, my outdoor cushions for my furniture are up in the attic.
That's right.
And it's an effort to bring it down. Now, it's a good idea to pack them away for mildew and stuff like that, but if I bring them down and it starts lashing rain, I'll cry. So I don't know what to do.
Is that your plan for the weekend? Are you in the...
Yeah.
That's my... I've completely shifted my plans like based on the weather. This is peak middle age now, right? Like, I've actually... All I want to do when I heard the weather's going to be good... The first weekend I've had free in 8 weeks and I just want to clean the back garden.
I
need to sort it out. Like the environmentalists would be thrilled with my rewilding that's unplanned at the moment.
You've taken no more maize.
I
know that I'll tempt fate if I take out the outdoor cushions and then it'll last rain and probably be frost next week and stuff. So I don't know. I will take them down, I think.
In the garden. You're in the do jobs around the house kind of weekend.
Maybe get the power washer out again. I'll see.
Oh, stop. For the Ulster final?
Is this the Hills of Donegal that you keep banging on about?
Yeah.
I'd never heard it before.
What?
It's a great song.
Sorry, what? That is absolute lies.
I didn't know Las Vegas was mentioned in the song and everything.
You're totally winding me up.
You talk about it the whole time. I'd never actually heard the song. I see why.
Honestly?
No. Never.
Never once?
No, not that I know.
You've never heard that song?
I certainly didn't know
that
Vegas.
That blows my mind.
I didn't know Vegas was mentioned. The Hills. Anyway, about Donegal because, of course, yes, the Ulster final 100%. No, we're talking about it because your own home county had an earthquake.
Happened late
last week. An earthquake of 1.1 magnitude recorded in Donegal, and many people in Ballybuffet reported hearing a strange sound just before 8 p.m. on May 2nd. This was last Thursday, and the Irish National Seismic Network has confirmed it happened at around 7:48 p.m. on May 2nd, a 1.1 magnitude earthquake occurred near Ballybuffet. It occurred at a depth of 13 kilometres, and there's a local school there, St. Columba's College in Stranorner, which manages the quake shake seismometer equipment, and they've confirmed to independent.ie that the equipment had recorded a very clear and local signal.
That's the first I heard of it.
Yes, and one of the teachers involved, Brendan O'Donoghue, he's urging anyone who heard the sound to come forward and let him know. He teaches at St. Columba's, but he says that his kids heard it too. So he said that around 7:50 on that evening, his children came running down the stairs, and if you're wondering what the noise is like, his kids describe it as snow sliding off the roof. That's what they felt they could hear, but actually it was an earthquake. And then he went off, checked the seismometer and found a very clear, very local signal around 10 kilometres outside of Ballybuffet.
Well, if you're in Ballybuffet and you heard the earthquake last Thursday, give us a shout. 087 1400 106.
Michael Flatley, a man of many talents there.
Michael Flatley?
Yeah, there's a Sligo link to this story. Sorry, on a separate note, I was watching during the week the Eurovision, and then I went on YouTube and was looking at Irish Eurovision winners, but Riverdance came on at the Eurovision.
Yeah.
He was breathtaking.
I feel like have you just seen this for the first time as well?
But it's one of those things we probably take for granted. I don't watch
Michael Flatley
the whole time.
Do you know what? I went to see, the Riverdance, their 30th.
Yes.
30, yeah. We were talking about this in the show last week. Their 30th anniversary tour is this year. So maybe their 25th that did a big thing for it. And I went to see it again. I've been to Riverdance at least twice as a child.
Yeah.
And would have gone to Lord of the Dance and various different things like that. But I hadn't seen it in years. Went back about maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I saw it in the Gaiety. And it was absolutely excellent. But I said to my friend on the day, there was nobody like Michael Flatley.
No.
Like, if you're into dance, yeah. Michael Flatley was just, like, his command of the stage, yeah. It is incredible.
So I don't watch it that regularly, and when it came up on YouTube, I stuck it on, but just to watch him, like, oh, he was incredible, and so flamboyant and flowing,
brilliant.
And the shirt and everything,
dancer.
Incredible. Anyway, we're still talking about Michael Flatley 30 years on, this time to do with his musical skills, because he's a new tribute to Princess Grace of Monaco, and obviously, as I say, he's a very talented man, because the Irish Traditional Music Archive has released two new trad music compositions written by Michael Flatley. They're called The Fighter and The Dreamer, written and performed to honour the memory of Princess Grace of Monaco. And the Sligo link here is Michael Flatley grew up in Chicago, but he was exposed to the rich tradition of Irish music by his father. His father, Michael James Flatley, was from Gertine in Sligo.
Yeah,
absolutely. And the Traditional Music Archive says that Michael Flatley's flute demonstrates not only, sorry, his flute playing demonstrates not only his technical skill as a player, but also his passion, understanding and commitment to Irish traditional music. So a man of many talents.
Absolutely. Tell us about Micheál Martin and Meath.
So the housing crisis, never far from the headlines.
Yeah.
Lots of housing again today in the news. But there's real anger here because the houses are there, but people can't move in. And the anger comes from the top down, from the highest level. Micheál Martin slamming differences between Uisce Éireann and local authority bosses in Meath that have left a number of families waiting over a year to access their new homes. So this is the Johnstown Domain Estate in Enfield. And some couples bought houses there, paid their deposits in April last year. So 13 months ago.
They
paid their deposit. Some paid €38,000 of a deposit, but they're still nowhere near knowing when they'll be handed their keys. Mm. They're A-rated homes. They sound gorgeous, but the estate agent handling the sale has informed buyers there have been delays connecting the water supply and the electricity. So the issue was raised in the Dáil by local Sinn Féin TD Johnny Girk, and Micheál Martin responded saying it should be resolved between the two state agencies. They should sort it. With the greatest respect to everybody, there are people on the ground working with the two agencies. For God's sake, would they go away and get it done? So you can hear the anger there from Micheál Martin. These ministers hear about the housing crisis the whole time and they're trying to find solutions, and then you hear the houses are there.
Yeah, the agencies around it. Yeah. Maybe people trying to buy it, not just in that estate, but in any estate in that situation. If you want to share your story with us, you can drop me an email. It's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Victory for this fireman in Louth.
Yes, the Drogheda Independent has good news about a person not retiring. Now, I know for a lot of people their dream is to retire, but others love their job and don't want to retire. And if the rules are there, they have to retire and they don't want to. The good news story here is that a retained firefighter from Louth says he's been given the best birthday present ever. He really loves his job, obviously, following confirmation that he won't actually have to retire on his 60th birthday on May 24th. John Malloy is station officer in Dunlear. He feared he'd have to retire when he turned 60. Obviously the government is changing the retirement age for retained firefighters, and because the legislation is going to be enacted before the Dáil summer recess, he won't have to retire at 60. He will have to retire at 62. So he says
happy
this
about
is
it.
The best possible news.
Good.
Coming at the right time.
A little victory for him.
One in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. As wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub.
Irish pubs everywhere.
Yeah.
This is a Galway story. I've seen these before. I'm mad to get one. This is the mobile thatch pubs. Have you ever seen them in real life?
Yeah, but what, one for your house permanently or just the ones you get for events?
You rent it out.
Yeah, they're great.
So I've seen it for communions in Ireland.
Yeah, they're really cool.
They're tiny, cute little thatch pubs. But it's not just in Ireland that we're mad about these, because a Galway man has brought the new mobile Irish pub to New York and it's proving a smash hit. He only launched it a couple of weeks ago. His bookings are out the door. 67-year-old Patrick O'Rourke, originally from Galway, now lives in Staten Island in New York. And he says that his thatch pub is a mobile Irish pub anyone can rent for any kind of party. He retired a couple of years ago and he had this idea, and they're mad for it in New York. He says it took him about 6 months to complete the project. It was all from his head. He'd no blueprints at all. He just designed this himself.
They look great. And yeah, you can rent them for, you know, weddings or parties.
Yeah.
Or, I think I've seen them at festivals actually before.
But not just an Irish thing. In New York, they're mad for this
big
too.
Hit.
It's very small. It's 16 by 8 feet and also has unique details inside. So he's put a load of memorabilia in it, but he said that it has a cake chiller and gas for the taps. It also has a smart speaker and a speaker system which has Bluetooth. It has aircon and heating available and a small electric fireplace. So lovely and cosy.
Mr. Adams. We've called because your daughter has gotten into some trouble.
I'm aware of what you must be thinking. But things haven't changed since last year. And not every question has been answered. The murders haven't stopped.
So that's a clip from Wednesday from Netflix.
It sounds like a Halloween horror.
Yeah, it's a huge hit. It's one of their highest grossing Netflix series.
Haven't seen it at all.
No, same here. It wouldn't be our style, I don't think, would it?
No.
People love it, apparently. Anyway, they've begun production in Ireland.
All right, go on.
So I think they filmed the first season in Romania, but they've come to Ireland for this. Season 2 of the hit TV series is being filmed here. The shooting locations haven't been revealed. My sources tell me it's Ardmore in Wicklow. Mm. So
it usually is, isn't it? It's yeah. Some of the studios around Wicklow.
There is talk that it might go to Ashford Castle as well, or that it might go to Slane Castle. But the first season was shot in Romania, and after it aired, it drew tourists from around the world. So there'd be a big hope of tourism here when word spreads.
Amazing.
It's being filmed.
So has it actually started recording here?
Yes, it started on, I think, Tuesday.
Oh, amazing.
The cast is phenomenal, by the way. So Jenny Ortega is the main one in Wednesday. But we also have, who do I know? Thandie Newton. Do you know her? She's a big actress. Also, Billy Piper. We have Jennifer. No, what's your one? Joanna Lumley. She's
right.
In it as well. It's directed by Tim Burton, of course, known for Edward Scissorhands and Beetlejuice as well. So there are huge names in this. And Jenny Ortega is not only reprising her role in the series, but she'll also sit in the producer's seat. So if you're in Wicklow, keep an eye out for
them.
Let
us know.
Big names coming.
If you spot them. Shane Beattie, as always, listen, enjoy your fixing of the garden furniture and, priming of the garden and all of that this weekend.
Thank you. I need to find the Child of Prague as well. Stick it out. Thank you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.